After art school, I lived by chiefly teaching in order to support the writing and painting for which nobody would pay me. I disliked school teaching because I disliked imposing discipline, which was then usually done with a leather belt. So I had very little money, certainly not enough to marry on. Luckily, when 26, I was doing cabaret turns at a Edinburgh Festival nightclub, and there I met Inge Sørensen, a formidable Danish teenager who accepted my clumsy wooing, married me, and in the 9 years our marriage lasted, gave me a son and experiences that would have matured someone half my age. A normal, conventional Scottish wife could easily have got me to teaching full-time in order to support her and my son. Inge didn't mind me spending most of my time at home attempting to write and paint. She knew, probably, that if I was a conventional Scottish husband, I would have wanted her to be a conventional Scottish wife. And what she wanted was her own way in practically everything, and therefore she allowed me my own way in almost everything, at least in how I earned my living. So it was the best marriage at the time that a man like me could have had.